Chapter 48. On the day that Ron graduated from Our Lady of the Forlorn Grammar School, his father and his mother and his Aunt Dottie embraced him with a warm feel of approval that was genuine. His aunt took him aside. "People seem to be pinning their hopes on you." "I know. What happens if I let them all down? My mother gets sick again?" She looked into his eyes. "Ron, it's your life, not theirs."
"What do you mean?"
"Their expectations don't have to be your expectations." "Aunt Dot, I'm still not sure what that means."
"That's okay," she said, grinning.
They took photographs of him standing with each of them. There was always an arm around his shoulder. He was supposed to smile, but he was scared. What was he supposed to be? Students who were accepted into Jersey Catholic were required to do summer reading. Ron smiled to himself as he scanned the list. He'd read 4 of the 6. There were just these books called Lord of the Flies and another called Animal Farm. Ron was an avid reader. He'd plowed his way through book after book that was supposed to be over his head and gleaned whatever he could and hoped that somehow, osmotically, enough would filter into him. He opened Animal Farm and began to read. Neither book was long. He felt that they were his introduction to high school. These books would tell him what the school expected of him. He grinned as he listened to Major. He wondered if pigs were that smart, and told himself that he would look that up the next time he was in the library. When Boxer collapsed, Ron's heart sank. He knew the horse was hurt, and he believed so deeply in the farm and in the rights of the other animals to govern themselves. Boxer had worked himself too hard. He needed to take more breaks and to relax once in a while. He wanted for the other animals to take care of their hero. His hands gripped the book tightly when he realized what was happening to the horse. Then he saw and felt his tears. They were rolling down his face, plopping onto the page. He forced himself to keep reading. He couldn't hear or see anything but the book, which was now blurry. His mind screamed for Boxer to break out of the cart that was taking him to the glue factory and to stomp those worthless traitor pigs with his powerful hooves. It didn't happen, and then they lied about what became of Boxer. Some of the animals knew, but were too frightened to say anything. They had screamed for Boxer to break out of the cart. The unfairness of it all seared into his brain as something that he couldn't accept. He wanted to get it out of his head, but it stuck there. And he was crying like a baby laying in his bed. When he finished the book, his reaction continued. He couldn't look at the cover without seeing Boxer, too weak to break out of his confinement. His mind hadn't processed Orwell's ideas, but he felt the pain. Ron slid the book under a stack of others so that he wouldn't have to look at it, but he still knew it was there. He fished it out of the pile and put it under his clothes in the bottom drawer of his dresser. Maybe he should toss it into the hamper with George's porn. He pictured George as one of the pigs. His mind saw him sitting at their kitchen table, shoveling food into his face. He did grunt a lot. Ron walked into their living room and stared down at one of the stains on the white rug. It was further evidence. George looked up from his TV program and saw Ron standing there. His face was tear-streaked, and there was a sick look on it. "What's wrong?" "Nothing," said Ron. He didn't want to talk to a pig.